CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. A massacre at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. Police say there was a shooting. At least 26 people are dead, 18 of them children. The gunman is also among the dead. The second person is reported in custody.
Just after 9:30 this morning, Newtown police received a 911 call for an emergency at the elementary school.
Lieutenant Paul Vance with Connecticut State Police has just finished a news conference.
There were several fatalities at the scene, both students and staff. There is no information relative to that. It is being released at this time until we've made complete and proper notification.
CBS News correspondent John Miller tells us police have gone to the home of the suspected shooter and found a body there. WCBS reporter Sean Adams says survivors were led from the building.
When they were escorted out, they were told to close their eyes. Think about that. Close your eyes. They didn't want to scar these children any more than they will already be scarred.
Teacher Laura Feinstein.
They were scared. They were definitely starting to sense that, this was not the typical lockdown drill, which we practice often. But we were able to keep, I had just a small group of four, and we were able to keep calm, and we played some games to distract ourselves from what was going on. And until we got out to safety, it seemed like an eternity.
The father of a student at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, says he always thought his town was the safest place in America until today.
The teacher looked at the kids and said, get in the corner. They basically all got in the corner, and the teacher did a very good job, Mrs. Martin, and she locked the door, and that's basically what saved their lives, I think.
CBS News correspondent Bob Orr says the questions are pouring in.
Why this school? Why this day? Why was this place targeted? What was the motive? What was the reason? And then obviously the other questions, which are frightening to bring up, does it connect to something else? I haven't been told that it connects to anything larger, but certainly with these kinds of numbers, with this kind of killing field, you have to say, do we know everything we need to know about what prompted this, about how it was carried about who did it, about who else he associated with?
White House spokesman Jay Carney says there will be a time to talk about gun laws in this country.
It does remain a commitment of his. What I said is that today is not the day to, I believe, as a father, a day to engage in the usual Washington policy debates. I think that day will come, but today's not that day.
President Obama has talked to the FBI director and the governor of Connecticut. Again, the gunman believed to have killed at least 26 people, including 18 children, in a shooting at a school in Newtown, Connecticut, has been found dead inside the school building. The bomb squad has been called to his house now.
Breaking news from the WCCO News Center.
Mostly cloudy, 31 degrees at 103. I'm Adam Carter, WCCO Radio News. We are continuing to follow the situation in Newtown, Connecticut. A school shooting at an elementary school there, leaving up to 27 people dead, including at least 18 children. We'll have much more coming up. Reaction here in Minnesota today to that massacre. Wade Setter is the superintendent of the Minnesota BCA and an expert in school safety.
The families that are grieving today are they'll never be the same again right before the holidays. Holidays always create a particular reminder that's going to be in their hearts and minds for a long time. So our hearts go out to them.
Setter says the biggest challenge for the school involved right now that the immediate danger has passed, is to make sure communication is going smoothly with all the desperately worried and grieving parents. WCCO Radio News, if you're just joining us, 26 people killed in an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut today, as many as 18 kids among the dead there. Let's go live now to CBS News for the very latest. The time here is 1:20.
News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor. Multiple killings at an elementary school. At least 26 people dead at Sandy Hook Elementary in rural Newtown, Connecticut. 18 of them children. Suspected gunmen also found dead inside that school. A couple of guns recovered at the scene. Teacher Laura Feinstein telling WTOP Radio.
I took my kids and we were hiding under the computer desks and behind the shelves. And I tried calling 911, but my cell phone didn't have reception. So it texted my husband and asked him to call for me. And we were just waiting and we just kept hearing the shots and shots and shots. It was a lot of them. I don't know how many, but lots. And we just waited and hoped and prayed that somebody would come and get us out safely, and they did.
This is State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance.
The scene is secure. State Police Major Crime Squad, Newtown Police Department, Danbury State's Attorney, and many agencies are working together to answer all the questions around the exactly what happened.
CBS News correspondent John Miller reports police searching a home connected to the suspect.
They have done a search at a residence that they believe is a family residence connected to the shooter who is dead. The preliminary reports we're getting back from the scene is that they have found a body at that location also.
Authorities telling CBS affiliate WFSB there was only a single gunman acting alone. President Obama keeping tabs on developments. White House spokesman Jay Carney says now is not the time for debate about a gun ban. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor. It's a scene of deadly horror.
I'm trying to get an account on them now.
26 killed by gunfire at a rural Connecticut elementary school this morning. 18 of them children. The suspected gunman identified as 24-year-old Ryan Lanza. He's also dead at the scene. And from WCBS TV reporter Dana Tyler.
CBS 2 sources telling us, confirming for us, that among the dead is a teacher who is the mother of the shooter.
Search of a nearby home connected to that suspect revealing another body. Here's WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
Police don't know why this tragedy occurred at a small school, Sandy Hook Elementary School, which is a K through fourth grade school in a very bucolic rural part of Connecticut, just east of Danbury, which is the largest city nearby.
Chaos during the shootings, cursing and screaming heard over the school's intercom, a couple of guns found at the scene, and many spent rounds of ammunition. Can this sort of thing be prevented? Adam Thermos, former professor of criminology.
Sort of putting metal detectors in every door and creating almost like an airport environment coming into this schools. I'm not sure what else it is to be done.
The shooting appears to be the nation's second deadliest school shooting, exceeded only by the Virginia Tech massacre of 2007. The White House says President Obama is scheduled to speak about the shooting in less than a half hour from now. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor.
I'm Dan Revive with our continuing coverage, and please stay with us when President Obama speaks about this mass murder in an elementary school in Connecticut. We'll have that for you live, part of our extended coverage. We believe that's coming up at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 23 minutes from now from the White House, President Obama to speak about this. Also, this might surprise you. It's not funny in the slightest. The suspected gunman, he's been named by authorities as Ryan Lanza, age 24. He was, according to officials, a student at Quinnipiac College in Connecticut 4 years ago when he and apparently others posted something on YouTube, a video, what they thought about the election campaign in 2008. The question was whether programs like The Daily Show and Colbert Report had some impact on the election. And on YouTube, this is Ryan Lanza speaking, the man now identified as the murderer today.
I wouldn't be surprised. With a lot of young people, they said the young voter turnout was a lot higher this year than previous years. And since a lot of young people watch these same shows, I wouldn't be surprised if it had a pretty heavy effect.
There he was, just answering a question on YouTube. Who knew 4 years ago, 4 years later, according to police, he went to the elementary school where his mother was a teacher. According to police, he murdered her and a lot of other people, at least 18 children, a total of 26 murder victims. He's been found at the school with two weapons. They are powerful handguns with extended bullet clips, and in his car, a Bushmaster rifle. A body has been found also at a home that is somehow related to this man, Ryan Lanza, and his family. Let's go back to CBS News television coverage. Nora O'Donnell is anchoring.
Officers, and that everything else is okay. He heard that his beloved third grade teacher might have been hurt, but that's really as far as his understanding goes.
And you're not telling him about how many children may have been killed?
No, I was really hoping maybe the numbers were a little wrong. We just really wanted to make sure we had the facts before we sat him down, because he talks about just having it be very, very scary and running from the school to the fire station with the policemen. And we're trying to let that settle in a little bit before we share with him the real sad news of today.
And Melissa, so tell us what your son described to you. We had another father on earlier who said his 8-year-old daughter heard cursing over the intercom, and then the teacher locked the door and kept them in there. What did your son tell you about what happened inside the school?
Right. He was actually in gym class, And he describes hearing yelling, very loud noises. He said he heard things popping. He would have never known that they were gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that his gym teachers pushed all the kids into the corner and sheltered them. And then he said he heard more loud noises, and then there were policemen there saying, get out of the building, run to the fire station. And they helped the children just run. And my son says, I ran as fast as I could, Mommy. And they arrived at the fire station, and that's where we headed to retrieve him.
And how far is the fire station from the school?
It's not too far of a run. I'm not good at distances, so I'm not quite sure I would be accurate. But it's just a little bit of a run for the kids.
And when did you find out there had been a shooting at the school?
I was at the mall Christmas shopping, and my husband called me and said, I've heard there's a shooting. I think you need to head to the school. And so that was about a 20-minute drive, and I was trying to call different people. And as I approached the center of Sandy Hook, I could see all you heard were sirens and ambulances. And so I pulled over to my friend's yard that backs up to the back of the school, and we thought maybe we could run through the schoolyard, but there was just too many police officers telling us to get back. So we ran around another direction, and we were told that the children were all at the fire station, so we just ran to go retrieve the kids, and they were all in there with their teachers and very frightened and scared. But those teachers did an unbelievable job. They should be highly commended. You always wonder if you're going to know what to do in an emergency, and those teachers excelled today.
Oh, that is good to hear that those teachers were doing that. What was that like when you entered the firehouse? Were you worried about your son?
Very worried, because at that point, we just didn't understand the enormity of what had happened, and so you don't know. Are you walking into a situation where you're going to see your child, or are you going to be told that your child is hurt? So I actually met my husband on the way as we were running down, and you just run in, and I'm just scanning this very crowded room, and I spotted his teacher, and then I saw that little face looking up at me, and it was the best thing a mom can see.
No doubt. And how long has your son been at the school? Did he start at that elementary school in kindergarten?
He did, yes. This is the only elementary school he knows, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place to have your child educated.
We are reporting at CBS that the gunman's name is Ryan Lanza, that he is from Newtown, and that his mother was a kindergarten teacher there, and that many of the victims were her students. Do you know her, the teacher?
I don't know her. That wasn't my son's kindergarten teacher, and I don't know her.
Mm-hmm. And have you heard that from any of the other parents?
We are hearing that. We're hearing that there was a fight with the principal, and that it extended out of the office into the school. And
the fight was with the gunman or with the mother who was a kindergarten teacher?
What we're hearing is the principal had an argument with the gunman.
Mm-hmm. And when you were there at the firehouse and you met your son, I imagine there were other parents who found their children and were grateful. Were there some parents who were unable to find their children?
I'm not sure. It was such a... It wasn't chaotic, but it was just very loud and busy. And between the teachers and the police, they were trying to just file the children. They actually pulled out all the fire trucks and lined the children up to make sure everyone was accounted for. It wasn't until a little while after that we were hearing that children were hurt. And now we're still in the town hearing that we're not quite sure what children have been gone, and we're hearing that there may be some families right in our neighborhood who are going through a parent's worst nightmare. So at that point, we just didn't know that children were hurt. We just thought that it was some adults that might have gotten hurt. We had no idea of the numbers.
A parent's worst nightmare is exactly
right. That's Melissa Macris. Melissa Macris is the mother of a boy who's in the fourth grade at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Her son is okay. She's relieved, but she's heard of other parents who lost their children today. The Associated Press is reporting that the suspect in the Connecticut school shooting is 24 or was 24 years old. He's dead now. Dead inside the school, Ryan Lanza, found with two powerful handguns and a rifle inside his car. Someone dead at a home connected with his family. His mother, a teacher inside the school, is said to be dead. And according to the Associated Press, his younger brother is being held by authorities, I guess, for possible questioning. We'll be getting a lot more, including a statement live by President Obama, expected in 15 minutes at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Time from the White House. The President of the United States will speak. I'm Dan Raviv with coverage from CBS Radio News. Let's get the very latest.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. Shock and horror after a mass shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. At least 26 people reported dead, 18 of them children.
Every door in the building, except for the ones in the hallway, had to close. And we had to lock our doors so the animal couldn't get in.
The suspected gunman is identified as Ryan Lanza. His younger brother is being held in custody. Teacher Laura Feinstein says parts of the massacre could be heard over the school intercom.
The intercom was left on so we could, you know, hear little bits of conversation. It wasn't very clear. But at one point I did hear a voice saying, you're safe, we're here, it's okay, you're safe. So at that point, I realized that, you know, help was finally, on its way. And then we just waited until someone, you know, came in and let us out of the room.
WCBS reporter Sean Adams says surviving students were led out of the building.
When they were escorted out, they were told to close their eyes. Think about that. Close your eyes. They didn't want to scar these children any more than they will already be scarred.
CBS News correspondent John Miller says the bomb squad has been called into a home connected to suspected gunman Ryan Lanza, who's among the dead.
They have done a search at a residence that they believe is a family residence connected to the shooter who is dead. The preliminary reports we're getting back from the scene is that they have found a body at that location also.
Lanza is described as a 24-year-old who had ties to the elementary school. WCBS TV reports his mother worked there and many of the dead were apparently her students. The mother also among those killed. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr says this tragically is one for the history books.
There were 12 people killed at Columbine, 12 people killed at Columbine and others wounded. The death toll in today's shooting is twice what it was in Columbine and then some. And also in Aurora, Colorado, where the shooting played out at the Batman showing of the movie, the midnight movie, back in July of this year. Again, there were 12 victims in Aurora. And today's toll will be more than twice that.
CBS News correspondent Major Garrett says President Obama is expected to have some public comments about this mass killing in about 15 minutes.
The president and his senior advisors are culling through all the data, deploying all federal resources that they can, providing whatever they can through the FBI to state and local law enforcement. The president has been in touch with the governor of Connecticut.
The White House says there will be time to talk about the nation's gun laws, but not now. A law enforcement source says Lanza had two pistols and that a rifle was also found in his car. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 37 points. The NASDAQ is down about 22 points. This is CBS News.
WCCO News Time is 2:03, mostly cloudy, 33 degrees here. I'm Adam Carter, WCCO and WCCO HD, Minneapolis and St. Paul. We are also following this breaking story here in Minnesota. Wade Setter is the superintendent of the Minnesota BCA and an expert in school safety. He says since the Columbine massacre in 1999, schools have taken better precautions to protect students, like when today's target, Sandy Hook Elementary School, went into lockdown almost immediately after the shooting began.
And creating that delay until law enforcement could get there and intervene. Because we know from the law enforcement side of the equation in responding to these events, the sooner we can get there and the sooner that we can engage the suspects in these cases, we can save lives.
He says the prevention argument is a different, much more complicated one. He says when someone sets out to do something like this, there's almost no way to detect or prevent it. Word that some local school districts may be letting students out early as a result of today's massacre in Connecticut. We'll have more on that story coming up and much more on the story throughout the afternoon here on WCCO Radio and at WCCO.com. And again, President Obama expected to speak here in about 11 minutes. We'll air that live on WCCO. Now back to continuing coverage from WCCO and CBS.
Homes of
very New England looking, and new developments also, and the streets are very narrow and very clogged right now. They've closed off the areas around the school, and nobody can get near there. And when you do that in a town like this, it backs up traffic all over town. There are signs in some of the windows. Some of the shops already have signs just on cardboard written in magic markers saying, you know, our prayers are with you for the families. There's a small church. Its parking lot was full. People taking part in the prayer vigil is the sign set outside. So people here deeply crushed by this, and their lives have been changed. Their town has been changed right now.
Correspondent Steve Kathan, we'll hear more from you there in Newtown, Connecticut. Let's go to our television coverage. Correspondent Bob Orr is speaking with Nora O'Donnell.
To suggest there was just one shooter. The person who was detained near the shooting scene was a man described as wearing BDUs or khaki fatigues and lurking near the woods. And I had a number of people tell me, we don't really think he's a player in this. That said, you know, now the Associated Press is there talking to the shooter's younger brother. As John made the point, it might just be, and again, this is somewhat speculative, but it might just be this is due diligence by investigators to obviously want to talk to available family members and friends and close associates. So we can't say one way or the other at this point, and I think we need to be careful about not getting out there too far too fast, because as we've learned in the past with these kinds of big stories, the facts are kind of malleable and they tend to change. On the guns, we have a law enforcement official, Nora, telling us that with the shooter's body inside the school, the police have recovered two handguns. One is a Sig Sauer. As John mentioned, that's the kind of service revolver that the Secret Service carries. And the other is a 9mm, and that is kind of the weapon of choice for many police departments across the country. Both are very efficient weapons, kind of high-quality weapons. And would have allowed, if those were the two guns used in the attack, when they seem to be, the shooter great mobility and pretty precise targeting. In the car or in the vehicle, we're told they found a Bushmaster-type rifle. This is one of these assault weapons or semi-automatic assault weapons capable of firing the .223 round. The Bushmaster is the kind of gun used many years ago in the infamous sniper attacks here in Washington. John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo used that Bushmaster rifle to very deadly target people around the Washington area. But as far as we know, and again, it's still very early, as far as we know, that rifle, the bulkier, more difficult to maneuver weapon, that rifle was not apparently used, and I say apparently used, in the attack, because the evidence seems to indicate the gunman died with only the two handguns. Now, a trace is still being done by the ATF and law enforcement officials to try to figure out the origin of these guns. This is standard in crimes, and certainly standard in high-profile crimes, to find out if the man, the suspect, the dead suspect, Lanza, if he owned them legally or if he got them from someone else or if they might have been stolen. And at least preliminarily, I'm getting indications that these weapons appear to have been his, the gunman. He was 24 years old and certainly within the age range that made him eligible to have these weapons. And one more thing. We've also been looking through the databases, and as far as we can tell, Lanza did not have a criminal record. Does not appear in any government terror watch list. And there again, he would be a clean skin who would easily qualify to meet the requirements, even in a registration state, to own these weapons. So investigators are learning a lot. I get the sense from talking to people that they know a lot more than they're sharing. One of the early priorities here is twofold, really. One is to comfort the families, to put the families in the loop on the best available information. And also, from our perspective here in Washington, federal officials, and John will tell you this, are very mindful of not getting ahead of the state and local officials who are the first responders in this case. They're on the front line. We haven't yet heard, for example, from the Connecticut governor. And there is a protocol to these kinds of things that the information is kind of rolled out in an efficient and effective way, but also there is a political element to that. We know the president's going to talk shortly, and we understand the governor may have something to say also a little later on. Nora?
Bob Orr, thank you for that, and want to remind everyone that at 3:15, we are expecting to hear from the President of the United States, who will be in the White House briefing room. Want to bring in now Bob Schieffer, our chief Washington correspondent and host of Face the Nation. And Bob, we're expected to hear from the president shortly, and this is one of those moments where this country is in mourning and trying to figure out why something this horrible would happen, and the president will offer words of condolences, that's my guess.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see exactly what he does say, Nora, because, I mean, the question that we're all going to have to confront before this is over, one way or the other, is this the new norm? Is this what we are going to have to settle for? You know, normally in the United States, when we have a problem, we figure out a way to deal with it. I mean, look what and how much our society has changed. The airports, for example, once terrorism became
That's CBS News chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer. We'll hear more from him. And President Obama is speaking, part of our live coverage, 5 minutes from now. Let's get the latest.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter. President Obama is about to address the nation on the horrible shooting at a Connecticut elementary school. CBS's Major Garrett.
The president has cleared a good deal of his schedule this afternoon to learn as much as he can about it and respond for the nation as he can. It is one of the great burdens of the presidency at a time like this to not only absorb the data, separate fact from fiction, and then try, to the best of a president's ability, to put it in some sort of context and to sort of help the country deal with the momentary, immediate, horrible grief, and then place it in some larger context.
At least 26 people were killed, including 18 children, parents and students in shock.
As far as he's concerned, he thinks that the shooter was killed by all the police officers and that everything else is okay. He heard that his beloved third grade teacher might have been hurt. But that's really as far as his understanding goes.
24-year-old Ryan Lanza is identified as the shooter. He is dead. His mother is a teacher at the school. And a law enforcement source told CBS News he targeted her kindergarten classroom, his mother among the victims. CBS's Bob Orr says Lanza came to the school heavily armed.
There are three weapons that they're working on. One, the Bushmaster-type assault rifle, which was found in his vehicle, and two handguns found with the gunman's body in the school.
A source says the guns appeared to have been legally purchased. CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter.
I'm Dan Raviv with our continuing coverage from CBS Radio News. You can hear us on many radio stations and also on the app for your smartphone. You might want to download CBS Radio News. You can hear us anytime, even when it's bad news, sorry to say. And this event, the murder of at least 26 people in an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, rises to the level of presidential attention. President Obama will address the nation from the White House. In just a few minutes from now, we'll bring that to you live. Let's turn to CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller. I understand the president has been kept apprised of developments, that this was big enough to interrupt whatever he was doing today.
Well, that's right, Dan. President Obama, we're told, was informed of the shooting incident in Newtown, Connecticut at 10:30 this morning by his Homeland Security Advisor, Jack Brennan. The president has been receiving regular updates from his top aides. In the interim, he has reached out and spoken with FBI Director Robert Mueller, talking about providing any and all assistance that Connecticut State Police and local authorities in Newtown, Connecticut would need. The president also spoke with Governor Dan Malloy of Connecticut, offering condolences for the loss of life and any assistance and support that he might need from the federal government. And just a few minutes ago, the president issued a proclamation honoring the victims of the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, and he is directing that the American flag be flown at half-staff at all United States embassies, legations, and other facilities during this period of mourning.
Now, Mark, we remember that 4 months ago, when a man at the screening, at the premiere screening of the new Batman movie in Aurora, Colorado, opened fire on the audience, murdered 12 people. He was captured. He did not commit suicide. President Obama reacted by going there, comforting some of the victims and being on the spot. But there was no policy change, no announcement about gun control. What may happen this time?
Well, President Obama and presidents dating back as long as I can remember, when there is a shooting incident of this nature, a tragedy of this nature, the president makes a visit to the area to offer his condolences, his words of sympathy. You'll remember that after the shooting incidents in Tucson, Arizona, President Obama was there at the memorial service and visiting with then-Congresswoman Gabby Giffords in her hospital room. But it's difficult for the president to offer much. There's not much that the president can do. There are state gun laws that take precedence in these matters. And just today, the White House said President Obama still supports the renewal of the gun laws that had been left to expire several years ago. So, you know, it's something he might mention today, although his spokesman, Jay Carney, made it clear today that this is really not the day on which to discuss gun laws.
At the White House, that's CBS News correspondent Mark Knoller. Thanks. President Obama will speak to the nation in, well, maybe about a minute or so from now, from the White House briefing room, which perhaps ironically is named for James Brady, who was the press secretary to Ronald Reagan, who was very badly wounded by gunfire when there was the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan in 1981. So from the James Brady briefing room, we'll be hearing President Obama. It's not expected to be political. He's going to be more the comforter-in-chief, as people often call the president at times like this. And Mark Knoller was reporting there that there's going to be an executive order for flags at federal buildings to be lowered to half-staff in tribute to the victims today. We don't have officially the number of victims. I don't expect that from President Obama. But the Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy is expected to speak also in about 15 or 20 minutes. We may have more details on the crime itself, according to police, committed by Ryan Lanza, a 24-year-old who is dead inside the elementary school, where he shot and killed at least 26 people, according to police, at least 18 of them children in the elementary school, and among the victims, Ryan Lanza's mother, who's a teacher at that school, or was. She's dead, too.
This afternoon, I spoke with Governor Malloy and FBI Director Mueller. I offered Governor Malloy my condolences on behalf of the nation and made it clear he will have every single resource that he needs to investigate this heinous crime, care for the victims, counsel their families. We've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years, and each time I learn the news, I react not as a president, but as anybody else would, as a parent. And that was especially true today. I know there's not a parent in America who doesn't feel the same overwhelming grief that I do. The majority of those who died today were children, beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old. They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own. Among the fallen were also teachers, men and women who devoted their lives to helping our children fulfill their dreams. So our hearts are broken today for the parents and grandparents, sisters and brothers of these little children, and for the families of the adults who were lost. Our hearts are broken for the parents of the survivors as well. For as blessed as they are to have their children home tonight, they know that their children's innocence has been torn away from them too early, and there are no words that will ease their pain. As a country, we have been through this too many times. Whether it's an elementary school in Newton or a shopping mall in Oregon or a temple in Wisconsin or a movie theater in Aurora or a street corner in Chicago, these neighborhoods are our neighborhoods and these children are our children. And we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this, regardless of the politics. This evening, Michelle and I will do what I know every parent in America will do, which is hug our children a little tighter, and we'll tell them that we love them, and we'll remind each other how deeply we love one another. But there are families in Connecticut who cannot do that tonight, and they need all of us right now. In the hard days to come, that community needs us to be at our best as Americans, and I will do everything in my power as president to help. Because while nothing can fill the space of a lost child or loved one, all of us can extend a hand to those in need, to remind them that we are there for them, that we are praying for them, that the love they felt for those they lost endures not just in their memories, but also in ours. May God bless the memory of the victims. And in the words of Scripture, heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds.